This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Fitness, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with the nutrition chef. He has not only been an expert in his field for over 15 years, but also has set the bar higher in the food industry, which was created from his passion and hard work as a nutrition expert and private executive chef hybrid. Not only will he educate you, but he will feed your brain and your body and leave you wanting more. Alex Ferroni, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Always eager and excited to talk about health and how, what we can do to make our lives healthier and prolonged with great happiness.
Certainly looking forward to hearing from you on this topic. So tell us, and the big question is, for starters, why do so many diets fail?
Well, I think it's a question that from, you know, doing this, being in this industry as long as I have for so many years, and you know, between doing seminar work with large groups of people down to just the one-on-one, what I've seen over the years, you know, with all the fad diets and all the gimmicks out there and the quick fix approaches, we never really fully understand what it takes to fully change our lifestyle, which points towards the word diet. Unfortunately, I don't like the word diet. I like the word lifestyle change a lot better, because that's what it takes. And why diets fail is because, one, someone's not getting the results that they want, or two, whatever new habits they're forming or what new foods they're eating, they don't like, and they just can't keep it up. Usually a diet lasts around 6 weeks. And after 6 weeks, someone will either quit and go back to their old habits or just give up. And usually what I've seen is because, one, they're not getting results, and two, they just don't like what they're eating.
What is the best eating routine for weight loss? I mean, there's so many folks that are conscious of the need to lose weight, but they just aren't getting a good eating routine.
There's probably, it's a combination of a couple things, but it's not hard. What happens is you got to be consistent when it comes to eating if you want to lose weight or gain muscle or change anything when it comes to your body. And the biggest thing that people do is they don't eat every 2 or 3 hours. They're skipping meals. They're overeating. They're eating their biggest meal at the end of the day when their metabolism is slowing down. You know, and then I've taken it to a level where I customize nutrition exactly to the person and the individual. And some people are different. You can do a very sophisticated testing to determine how many calories somebody has. But sometimes they might have a weak liver, kidneys, gallbladder. They might be a pre-type diabetes, and so you might have to change what you would call the macro-micro ratio of how to balance a meal, which is your protein, carbs, and fat. Sometimes there's the way our bodies are, the way we are as mammals, there is a basis of what you start at, but sometimes not everybody will respond to that, and that's usually because there's something else going on, either with their digestive system or their endocrine system, and that's where someone like me, I'm able to determine that when I'm working one-on-one with somebody. Is so, say you get a woman who's 150 pounds and she wants to get down to 130, and she needs to eat, say, 1300 calories a day divided into 5 meals a day in order for her to reach her goal. And we put her on that, and weeks go by and the body fat's not coming off. That's usually an indication there's something going on with the immune system or the digestive system.
Why would you say weighing yourself while trying to lose weight is a bad idea?
What happens when you start jumping on the scale when you're trying to change your habits is the scale can be the domain of your emotions and take you away from thinking about exactly what you're doing and being really positive about it. Because a lot of the time, if you are on the right track when it comes to changing your lifestyle, you will gain muscle. And with gaining muscle, you will have more water on your body. And so a lot of the time, especially in the first probably couple months of someone trying to lose weight, is the scale can really throw them off, because they could be gaining muscle and water, and they could lose 5 pounds of fat in a couple weeks and gain 5 pounds of muscle and water, which is fantastic, but the scale wouldn't make them feel that way. So it can be a really big, it can really negate what the person is trying to achieve. And when it comes to changing your lifestyle, having positive reinforcement, both physical, you know, and mental and spiritual, is one of the most important key factors to getting through those thresholds, those emotional thresholds that sometimes, you know, hold people back from conquering, you know, some bad habits and forming new ones. And so the scale, it's just not a good way. You know, it's, you go by how your clothes feel. Doing really sophisticated body fat testing with a really good reputable device would be more accurate, and more, you know, tape measured. You know, measuring yourself with a tape measure in all the different areas you think you feel like you need to lose weight. Those are way better positive things that are going to help you really realize how your body's changing.
And I certainly couldn't agree more today. We are with the nutrition chef, private executive chef, and specialized nutrition expert, Alex Ferroni, here on eHealth Radio's Fitness, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Alex, what would you say is the number one thing that prevents someone from losing weight?
The number one thing would be skipping meals. Skipping meals puts, it's a double whammy in a very negative way. One, it makes your body feel like it's being starved, so it'll not burn off the fat, and it'll store fat to protect itself from starvation. And then it also slows your metabolism down because you're not giving the fuel that your body needs. I mean, nothing changes from the time we're born. When we're born, we need to eat every 2 or 3 hours. It's energy in and energy out. And that what happens in society nowadays, where we get hooked on these energy drinks and, you know, stimulants and, you know, but high blood pressure is just on the rise, and it's going to be more and more because of the fact that a lot of things that are being eaten and consumed aren't even food anymore. And so I would say the number one reason is skipping meals.
Very interesting. Is gaining muscle a good or bad thing while losing weight?
Well, this is a great question, because a lot of times people forget, or they have that whole analogy, probably more women than men, that gaining muscle is a bad thing, because they associate that maybe to being bigger and bulkier. But when you get down to the science of the body when it comes to food and nutrition, and then you're trying to create a leaner, healthier you, gaining muscle is what is going to eventually make you lose more fat. Fat is actually burned inside of the mitochondria of the muscle cell. So if you look at that and you think, wow, then if I have more muscle cells, I have more fat-burning cells. And so that's a big, big paradigm shift for a lot of people to accept, because of the diet industry, of people always using the scale and how much you lose, how quickly you can lose it, you know, and not really looking at the actual health of the body. And if you're losing muscle, that is the worst thing as a mammal that we could be doing to our body, not even just for looks and fitness, but for health. You know, because that's where all of our proteins, amino acids, our blood, our red blood, everything is in there. All the nutrition that is in our body is inside of our muscles. So by gaining muscle, you have a direct indication that you're on the right track to a better body.
Certainly good news on that front. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners as a wrap on today's episode of eHealth Radio?
Yeah, I think when people are deciding to, you know, they just don't like some of the habits they have and they really want to change their lifestyle, it's so important to have the right person pointing in the right direction, the right coach, and the right family and friends around you to support you, because it is a big deal for a lot of people to get rid of old habits and get rid of new habits. But I'll leave with this. You know, I'll never forget when I was 17 years old, I read a book by Stephen Covey called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And he described how to get rid of an old habit and build a new one, and he associated it so that every time we start that new habit, we start with a little thin piece of thread. And every day we do that habit over and over again, we add a piece of thread to the point where it becomes a piece of rope and it's unbreakable. And that's the way people have to look at it when it comes to changing their lifestyle and eating healthy, is that it's going to take a day-to-day routine of consistency and commitment. And the end result is incredible.
Well said, well put. Certainly appreciate all this valuable information. Where can folks find you online to get more information on nutrition and or weight loss, and also be in touch with you as well?
Yeah, there's lots of great information on if you Google The Nutrition Chef, you'll see me all over Fox News, NBC. I do a lot of great things here locally in San Diego. And then my website is thenutritionchef.com. And my fan page on Facebook is The Nutrition Chef, as well as Twitter and all those, everything out there is the Nutrition Chef. So really easy to find me.
And we look forward to connecting with you in one of those locations. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us from San Diego here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with the Nutrition Chef, private executive chef, and specialized nutrition expert, Alex Ferroni. And once again, the website of reference and for more information, it's thenutritionchef.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness, Nutrition, and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.